He took that for us. That was his choice. He said, Father, he said, I'll do it. That's what he told God. I'll do it, God. I'll do it. He said, I'll go and redeem him. I'll go and be the redeemer. You know, when he was on the cross, you know, and they was throwing money for a robe and doing all that and excuse me. And Jesus was hanging there on the cross. And Jesus said, my God, why have you forsaken me? You know, I used to deal with that past. What does he mean, First Lady? I mean, what does he mean? God said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. That's what he said. Now, I hear Jesus is telling, say, why have you forsaken me? Y'all remember in the beginning, I told you, in the beginning was the Word. The Word was God, and the Word was with God. At no time had the Father and the Son ever been separated. My God, why have you forsaken me? But you remember when he was praying in the garden, he said, if it be thy will. He was talking about that cup of suffering. It wasn't a cup of the beating, the lashing. Jesus could do that with no problem. He could because he was Jesus. He knew he could do it because the Father was in him. He could take that. But the one thing that hurt him was being separated from the Father. Being separated from the Father. I mean, just take your children. You ever been with your children so long, you know, and when your children, you had to go away for a little while. If you're a good parent, and those children, you come home and those children run up to you. You think those children didn't miss you? Yeah, they missed you because they've been one with you. They spent time with you. You spent time with them. I'm the same way, man. My job called me, had to go somewhere. I tell them real quick, about 3 or 4 days, all I can give you. And I don't want to give you them. At one time, I had to do 3 weeks. Boy, I called my wife. I cried. Man, I cried. I cried. I cried. I'll tell you, I cried. Did I cry, baby? I cried. I called 11 o'clock at night. I don't know why I done this. I don't know why I'm up here for. I'm talking about crying. Oh, I cried, bro. T. I cried. I miss my wife, man. I'm telling you, I miss my wife. And that's what I'm telling you, man. We have become one with one another. When I lay down, I want to lay down with my wife. I ain't all about traveling nowhere. I don't care nothing about that. I don't care nothing about that. I don't give the devil no opportunity. No place. I don't give him no place. So listen to me, y'all. You got to make a choice. When Jesus made that statement, my God, why have you forsaken me? And then the Bible said he breathed his last and he offered up his spirit. But he didn't stay there. Say they took him to the grave. Then they went by and they were going to prepare his body. They even paid off these soldiers. You know, told them, said, you know, we're going to pay you just to tell a lie. We even going to seal the tomb. And see, the only why they sealed the tomb, because they know if they sealed it, and then they rolled it back. They say, look at that. See, the seal is broken. See, somebody's been in here. But see, let me tell you something, y'all. You got, I'm going to say it again, you got to make a choice. Either you're going to serve God, or you're going to serve the world. You ain't got but 2 choices in this race. Don't let nobody shuck and jive you. Either you're on God's team or you're on the devil's team. You're on the winning side or you're on the losing side. I'm telling you here today, people, if you're in a backslidden position, if you've never made Jesus your Lord and Savior, and you want to do that today, you come right down here and you meet us here. You come right down here and we're not going to beat you up, but we're going to love you with the love of God. We're going to love you with the love of God. I'm telling you, today is your day. Today is your day. I don't care what you did last night. I don't care what you did. You might have cussed somebody outside 5 minutes ago. I don't care. But what I do care about is this. Have you got a personal relationship with Jesus Christ? Have you invited him into your heart? Is God really your God? Is God really your God? I might not preach a shouting message, but I think I got my words across, the words of God across to you. You got to make a choice. When you leave out here today, we got a Wednesday coming up. We got another Sunday coming up. Unless the Lord come back. What you gonna do? We could use help out here, can't we, Bishop? We could use help. There's a work. There's a work. This work is unfinished. This work is unfinished. If you just look out there, you go on your jobs. You go to the mall. It ain't hard to see. You go to school. It ain't hard to see. There's people out there that's hurting and needing Jesus. We have what they need. Make that choice to say, I'm telling you, the door is open. We are here. You might need healing in your body. You might have a situation going on with your finances. You might have a situation going on with your husband, with your wife. First Lady said it. The healer's in the house. That healer's not me. It's Jesus Christ. I told y'all, when he took those lashes, he took those lashes for your healing. He shed that blood for you, for me. I'm telling you, the Bible says, I read it, Psalm 118. This is the day the Lord has made. See, when they was talking about that day, this day of salvation, this day, not tomorrow, this day, right now. The choice is yours. Will you meet me down here?